Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 10 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image with H. Joe Henning, one of the jurors who served in the trial of Leo M. Frank for murder of Mary Fagan, that during May 1915, said Mim Joe Henning met deponent and deponent's daughter on Forsyth Street, Atlanta, Georgia, and then and there deponent said Mim Joe Henning expressed to the deponent and deponent's daughter the firm belief that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. This statement was made by Monsieur Johenning forcefully and positively, and as his profound conviction. H.Q. Lovenhart makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that for some 18 months prior to July 1915, he was connected with the judge's broom works in the city of Atlanta, that he is personally acquainted with Monsieur Johenning, one of the jurors in the above case, and that during the month of May 1915, said Monsieur Johenning had a conversation with this deponent in which he discussed the death of little Mary Fagan, that in said conversation the said juror, Monsieur Johenning, expressed his opinion to deponent that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan and that it was his profound conviction. Miss Miriam Lovenhart makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that she is personally acquainted with Monsieur Johenning, a juror, who served in the above stated case. She says that prior to the trial of Leo M. Frank, said juror Mim Johenning, had conversation with this deponent and deponent's mother, and in their presence expressed his profound conviction that Leo M. Frank was certainly guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. That said, Monsieur Johenning made this statement positively, almost vehemently, and that his ex-act language, which was in response to a remark from this deponent in reference to the case, was, as near as deponent recalls, "I know that he is guilty," referring to Leo Frank. That said Johenning made this statement more than once to this deponent before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for murder. Leo M. Frank makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is the defendant in the above stated case, and that his sole counsel in said case were L. Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R. R. Arnold, and H. J. Heese. That at and before said trial was entered on, and during the whole of said trial, that affiant had,